everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Do you like sports? Then this lesson is for you. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you practice English. The topic for today is sports, and the title of our lesson is, Do you play mini golf? Do you play mini golf? So, Peter, do you play mini golf?
Well, I don't play often, but it's a lot of fun with friends. Hi, everyone. I'm Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Great. Well, friends, are you ready for our lesson? Let's read it. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Taylor has a new favorite sport. It's mini golf. Taylor played a round of mini golf last night. It is not expensive. One round is only $10. The course has 18 holes. Taylor hit the ball into each hole. She only used a few tries. She wanted a low score.
Well, mini golf is a really fun sport. It's popular, and many people like to play it.
Anna, why do you have that stick?
It's for mini golf, Peter. I thought we could play after the lesson today.
I like that idea, but we have to wait until after the lesson. So put that away, please.
Okay, you're right, Peter. I'll put it away while Christina explains our keywords. Here she is, friends. You can follow along.
今天我们要介绍一项新的运动，迷你高尔夫球。名词运动就是 sport。Taylor is trying a new sport. Taylor 正在尝试一项新的运动，那就是迷你高尔夫球 mini golf. Taylor is learning to play mini golf. Taylor 昨天晚上就去打了一局，一局的英文是A round. She played a round last night. 打迷你高尔夫球的时候，球场上有18个洞，洞就是 hole. There are 18 holes. Golf 的计分方式就是把球打进18个洞，一共需要挥多少次杆，所以越厉害的人所用的杆数应该是越少的。Taylor 就说 I want a lower score. 我想要低一点的分数。Score 就是分数。
Hi, Abby. I have a new favorite sport.
Really?
What is it? It's mini golf. I played it last night. That was my first time.
Where did you play?
There's a new mini golf place near the airport.
Really?Is it expensive?
No. One round costs only $10.
That's not bad.
Taylor is really excited in conversation A. She tells Abby that she has a new favorite sport.
There are lots of different sports, aren't there? There's volleyball, basketball, soccer...and many, many more.
In America, the most popular sports are probably baseball, basketball, and football. Peter, what's your favorite sport?
Well, I love to play tennis. Friends, do you have a favorite sport? What is it?
Well, Taylor tells us more about her mini golf experience. When did Taylor play mini golf?
Taylor played mini golf last night. Where did Taylor go to play mini golf?
Well, she went near the airport. There is a new mini golf place near there.
Well, here's an important word, place. Let's have Christina come and teach us more about this word.
Taylor 说在机场附近开了一家新的迷你高尔夫球场。There's a new mini golf place near the airport. 所以 Taylor 讲到这个球场，他说的是 a mini golf place。再来学这个 place 的说法，它是比较轻松的口语表达方式，大约的指出某个地方，比如说医院附近有一家卖果汁的店。I like the juice place near the hospital. 或者是用餐时间到了，你想去那家面店吗？ Do you want to go to that noodle place?
Great, thanks Christina. So Taylor found a new mini golf place by the airport.
And I think Abby is interested in going mini golfing because she asks Taylor another question.
That's right. Abby asks, is it expensive?
Friends, you have to know this question.
I agree with Peter. It's really helpful when you're shopping.
Well, that's true, Anna. But more importantly, that's today's
calendar phrase!
Is it expensive?
Is it expensive?
那很贵吗?
The salad is delicious.
Is it expensive?
Yes. The pasta is delicious.
Is it expensive?
Yes. The steak is delicious too.
Is it expensive?
Yes.
What dishes are not expensive?
The ones that aren't delicious.
Oh.
Is it expensive?
Is it expensive?
那很贵吗?
Abby wants to know if the mini golf place is expensive.
Taylor says no, it isn't. One round is only $10.A round is like a game of mini golf.
Hey, $10, that's not bad. I think that price is okay.
That's funny. So does Abby. Well, it's time to go to conversation B. Let's watch it together.
There are 18 holes. You hit the ball into each hole.
How many times can you hit the ball?
You can hit the ball 5 times for each hole.
So you have 5 tries to get the ball in the hole.
That's right. But you don't want to use 5 tries.
In this lesson, we learn more about how to play mini golf.
Peter, do you know how to play?
Well, of course, and I'm pretty good at it, too.
Well, that's good. Maybe you can explain it to us. Just like Taylor explains the game to Abby. She says there are 18 holes. Each course has a hole, right, Peter?
Well, that is right. And you try to hit the ball into the hole.If the ball goes in the hole, that's good.
So, how many times can you hit the ball?
Well, on each hole, you can hit the ball 5 times.
Only 5 times? I think I need more than 5 times.
Well, wait a second. You don't want to hit it 5 times. You want to hit it fewer times.
What? Really?
Yeah.The person that hits the ball fewer times in the end is the winner.
Wow, so you want to hit the ball into the hole with 2 hits, or maybe even 1.
That's right, Anna, but that's really hard to do. Not many people can get a hole in 1 try.
Hey, I could give it a try. Friends, did you know that this word try is...A thing you do, and a thing.
I can try, or I can give it a try. It takes several tries to get the ball into the hole.
Exactly. Let's go to Christina and hear what she has to say about the word try.
Abby 说 you have 5 tries to get the ball in the hole. 要把球打进洞里，你有五次尝试的机会。句中五次尝试的机会就是 5 tries。其实 tries 是 try 的复数形态。Try 是尝试的意思，虽然我们一般都是当动词用，但是今天的 5 tries 这里的 tries 却是一个复数名词。先来看动词的例句， Let's try one more time， 或者是 I'll try to come home early today。 如果是当名词的话，我们常常听到的句子像是 Let's give it a try， 我们就来试试看吧，或者 Do you want another try？ 你想再试一次吗？这些是 try 当名词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, can you try using this word today? You may need a couple tries, but you can learn how to use it well.
That's right. Give it a try. In fact, right now is the perfect time.
That's right, Anna.You can try during the break, because we're going to take a break right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today is a sports lesson, and we're talking about mini golf.
Mini golf is Taylor's new favorite sport. She played last night.
It's not very expensive. One round costs only $10.
And you have 5 tries to get the ball in the hole. And there are 18 holes.
Right. Friends, let's watch our last conversation. Then you'll be ready to play mini golf yourself.
Do you like mini golf, Susie?
I like it, but I'm not very good at it.
I'm not either. I played it last night. It's fun.
What was your score?
It was 72. I want a lower score.
That's not too bad. Was the course fun?
Yes. I want to play again.
In conversation C, Susie and Taylor chat about mini golf. Does Susie like mini golf?
Friends, this is a really useful question. You can ask a friend, do you like something?
That's right, Peter. Let's have Rebecca give us some more examples. Here she is.
Hey, 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 friends!If you want to ask someone if they like something, you can use this grammar point. Do you like something? For example, do you like sports? Or do you like American food? Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Do you like to learn from Rebecca? I know I do.
That's right. Well...I like to play sports. Do you like to play sports? That's a question that you can ask your friend today. Peter, give us another example.
I like to play tennis. Do you like to play tennis?
Well, Susie says that she does like mini golf, but she's not very good at it. Friends, it's nice to do something that you enjoy.It doesn't matter if you're good at it or not. Right, Peter?
That's right. I like to play tennis, but I'm not very good at it.
That's a good example. And I like to sing, but I'm not very good at it.
Yes, and singing can be really fun. What is something you like to do, friends? Don't worry if you are not good at it. Just give it a try.And enjoy it.
Right, friends. So next time you play a sport, don't worry about being good. Just enjoy it.
That's right, Anna. And now it's time for us to practice our keywords together. Say them with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Sport. Sport. Tennis is a sport.
Mini golf. Mini golf. Mini golf is a fun game.
Round. Round. Let's play a round of mini golf.
Hole. Hole. Put the plant in the hole.
Score. Score. The score was 4-2. Well, friends, those are the keywords for today. Remember to practice them at home. And now, let's watch our lessons one more time. Follow along. Hi, Abby.
I have a new favorite sport.
Really?
What is it? It's mini golf. I played it last night. That was my first time.
Where did you play?
There's a new mini golf place near the airport.
Really?
Is it expensive?
No. One round costs only $10.
That's not bad.
There are 18 holes. You hit the ball into each hole.
How many times can you hit the ball?
You can hit the ball 5 times for each hole.
So you have 5 tries to get the ball in the hole.
That's right. But you don't want to use 5 tries. Do you like mini golf, Susie?
I like it, but I'm not very good at it.
I'm not either. I played it last night. It's fun.
What was your score?
It was 72. I want a lower score.
That's not too bad. Was the course fun?
Yes. I want to play again.
I have a new favorite sport.
Let me guess. Is it golf?
No, guess again.
Well, Ginger, if it's not golf, why do you have a golf club in your hands?
Because my new favorite sport is mini golf.
Mini golf.
Yeah, it's like golf, but it's smaller.
So how do you play mini golf?
Well, you hit the ball into the hole.
Okay, how many tries do you get?
You get 5 tries. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tries.
Okay. Well, are you good at mini golf?
Yes, I took 10 tries. My score was really high. Yay!
Ginger, I think in mini golf, a lower score is better.
It is? Oh. Now you tell me. Uh-oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about golf. Please help me welcome my guest, Holy One.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you, Holly. Holly, you are a professional golfer, is that right?
Yes, Rob. I compete in golf tournaments, and I'm also a golf coach.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Our question today comes from Chip Green of Naples, Florida. Chip writes, I want to learn how to play golf. Can you teach me about some of the words I need to know when I talk about golf?
Great question, Chip. I'd love to teach you some words. First, let's learn some words for some of the equipment.
Okay, great idea, Holly.
Well, let's start with something easy. In golf,
players try to hit a ball into a hole. Do you know what the ball is called?
Well, that's a golf ball.
Right, golf ball. Easy, right?
Yes. In golf, we hit the golf ball with sticks. But they are not golf sticks.
No, they are golf clubs.
Right, golf clubs. When I play golf, I also use a golf tee.
Yes, you start a golf game by putting the tee into the ground. Then you put the ball on the tee.
Right, then you hit the ball. Speaking of hitting the ball, what is it called when you hit a golf ball?
That is called a shot. When we play golf, we want to use as few shots as possible to get the ball into the hole.
I see. What is it called when a player hits the ball into the hole on the first shot?
That is called a hole in one.
Is it easy to get a hole in one?
No, it takes a lot of practice and skill and luck. Everyone has a hard time getting a hole in one.
I see. If I practice, maybe one day I can get a hole in one.
Maybe.
Thanks for your help, Holly. I hope that answers your question, Chip. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, that's all for today's lesson. Peter, what are some things that we learned today?
Well, I know one thing that's really important. We learned about the word try. Friends, this is a really good word to know. We need to all try to do better. We can try at English. Maybe you don't feel good at English, but you should try, and then you will enjoy it.
That's right. Just give it a try. Well, I hope you enjoyed learning about mini golf today.
Is there a place to play mini golf by your house? You can give it a try.
That's right. And you can also give the new vocabulary a try. Talk to your friends about golf or mini golf.
And remember to use English. Practice every day and it will get easier.
Well, friends, that's it for today. Join us tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.